Hey, this is the second time I've spoken to you in a couple of years. It's a great pleasure
to talk.
I know. It's a great pleasure to talk to you a couple of years ago. And I'm really excited about your new album, Stronger. How long has it taken you to finish and complete this album?
Well, we started whenever I was actually working on the last album. Like, when we were finishing up All I Ever Wanted, I always write, you know. So some of the songs, like You Can't Win, I think was the first song that I wrote for this record. And that was like 2 years ago. So we've been working on it for a while. And then it's been done for a while. We're just waiting to release it in fourth quarter. So
now you have written some great songs that are real kind of girly anthems, and Mr. Know-It-All, would that fall into that category as well?
Well, no, this is actually the first single I didn't write. So I just picked this song. Yeah, it's from Brian Kennedy and Esther Dean. And it was just an awesome song. It was the last song that I heard, actually, and that we recorded for the album. And I just loved it because it was so different from everything else on the radio. And it was just kind of a soulful, rhythmic pop rock. And I never usually come out with that, you know, as a first single. So it was really awesome that both the label and my manager and, you know, all of us, we kind of fell in love with it. So
now I've been working in radio for a while now, and I can't believe it's almost 10 years ago when I started playing your songs.
Yeah, that is weird.
Isn't that weird?
I was 19. I'm 29 now. So yeah, I was 19 and I auditioned for Idol. So yeah, no, it's weird. Some days I wake up and I feel 40. So, and some days I wake up and I feel, you know, fine, like just the age I am. So, but I've just done a lot, been really fortunate. So
what would you say is the biggest difference from when you first started recording to recording now? What one thing has changed about you, if anything?
Honestly, it's just experience, I think. Just getting in the studio with after five records, I've been in the studio with so many different producers and writers as well. So I think it's just experience. Once you start doing it so much, you tend to get a little better at it, and you know, you just grow every album. And I think that's it. Yeah.
So you're in the UK at the moment. I saw that you went to Ronnie Scott's bar the other night.
I did. Yeah.
You
it
like
was
that?
Great. I'd never heard of it, and we asked the concierge at our hotel, like, if there was any good music, like live music anywhere near, and he said Ronnie Scott's, and he knew the guy and got us in, and it was such a great place. The guys are so talented.
Yeah, they are. They are indeed. Are there places that you like to visit when you're back in the UK?
Usually I'm actually big on the parks here. I love just, you know, especially because usually I work inside all the time, you know, whenever promoting an album, I'm either in a studio or, going to a TV show or doing something like that. So any chance I get to like get outside, I'm really for. So
have you ever done the whole sort of London touristy thing? Have you been on top of a double decker bus and gone around Buckingham Palace and stuff like that?
I didn't do the double decker thing, but, I've been coming here so much for like 10 years. So I've definitely done the touristy stuff. Yeah, but I more like to do the, you know, that's why we'll ask, like, not even the concierge, we'll ask like the butlers, like, you know, at the hotels, like, hey, where do you go, you know, like, because I'd rather go to like local places and see what it's like to actually, you know, for people that live here and where they go and stuff like that. So it's, I guess, just traveling so much, you start to ask the people that actually live here and go there.